Blog Talk Radio.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Good evening to all of my precious beloved brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Well, that song was a very familiar hymn. We all know the title, In the Garden. Don't forget that tonight at 6:55 p.m. to call in to our weekly prayer meeting and Bible Institute session. We're in for a treat tonight as we gather together to pray, to seek the Lord, to seek his strength, to seek his face evermore. Well, today we are starting a new series. It's entitled Satan, Here, There, and Everywhere, but Not for Long. This week, we're going to kind of continue what I started to share yesterday in church Sunday morning. If you were in church, I preached another message on Holy Communion, another exposition on the Lord's Supper, and our text was found in Luke 22:31. Let me read that to you, Luke 22:31. And it reads like this. It says, And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. The Lord Jesus informs Simon Peter that during the Lord's Supper, Satan had put in a request that Simon Peter might be handed to him, that he may destroy him and take his life. One of those mysterious passages in the New Testament. Satan submitting a prayer request that one of the disciples of Christ might be handed to him for for his destruction. Of course, Jesus said no. That prayer will not be granted. Our text for this study, for this weekly study, is found in Job chapter 1, verse 7. Again, our study is called Satan. Here, there, and everywhere, but not for long. Here's the text, Job 1, 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Satan here, there, and everywhere, but not for long. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise your name. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for the Holy Bible. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Ghost illumination. Bless us as we delve into this study. Lead us, guide us to all truth. Build us up in the most holy faith, the faith of the people of God. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' name. To give you context of this series that we're going to be considering for the next 5 days, I want to start reading from Job chapter 1, verse 1, Job 1, 1, all the way through verse 22. We want to read all 22 verses before we begin to talk about Satan and who he is. So let's turn to Job chapter 1. We're going to start reading at verse 1 and go all the way down to verse 22. Remember that our principal text is Job 1:7. But we want to look at the verses that come before Job 1:7, and we want to consider all the verses that come after Job 1:7 in order to get a clear picture as to who we're talking about today and in the days to come. So let's turn to Job chapter 1, starting at verse 1.
The Book of Job. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said,
it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
Thus Job did regularly. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan,
from where do you come?
From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it.
Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?
Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person.
So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and a messenger came to Job.
The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabaeans raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
While he was still speaking, another also came and said,
the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
While he was still speaking, another also came.
The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
While he was still speaking, another also came.
Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
In all this, Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong.
An amazing first chapter of Job. Now, again, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Well, for today's purposes, we're not interested in the meaning of Job's name. We're interested in the meaning of the name of the adversary of God and Job. In Job 1:7, and the Lord said unto Satan. The word Satan is a literal translation from the Hebrew. In other words, if you take the Hebrew letters and you spell them out into English, if you transliterate it, it's spelled S-A-T-A-N, Satan, Satan. It is the masculine noun meaning an adversary. There are no female Satans. There's only a male Satan, one. One Satan. One who is the ultimate Satan. Satan, adversary, adversary, accuser, if you will. Now, we read from Luke 22:31, where the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Now, in the Greek New Testament, there is a longer spelling for the name Satan. In Hebrew, it's S-A-T-A-N, Satan. But in the Greek New Testament, it is Satanas, S-A-T-A-N, with the added A-S at the end. Satan. Now, it doesn't mean plural. It just means Satan in Greek. So both Satan in Greek and Satan in Hebrew means the same thing. It's a masculine noun in Greek, also meaning adversary. So a Satan or the Satan, is our adversary, our arch enemy. Now, let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, because Satan has three additional aliases. Three additional aliases. Satan really comes into focus in the book of Revelation. So, again, the book of Job finds itself in the time period of the book of Genesis. The book of Job gives us the picture of patriarchal biblical history. Patriarchal biblical history finds itself in the book of Genesis. That's the first book of the Bible. Satan is already active in the first book of the Bible. He says to God, when God says to him, from when do you come? And he says, I've been going to and fro. In other words, he says, I've been here, there, and everywhere. I have been to and fro throughout the whole earth, and I've been walking up and down in it. I've been here. I've been there. I have been everywhere. So here in Revelation 12:9, let's look at Revelation 12:9. It says, and the great dragon, which in Revelation 12:3, we're told he's a red dragon, this great red dragon. The great red dragon was cast. Also, that old serpent, who is also called the devil, who is also called Satan. So notice, Satan means adversary, but he's also called the great red dragon. He's also called that old serpent. He's also called the devil. So, what does the word or the phrase or the alias, the great red dragon, mean? What is the significance of the great red dragon? Well, red has to do with bloodshed. His passion, his homicidal passion to shed human blood. Satan is the ultimate serial killer. Satan is the ultimate man slayer, the great red dragon. Red for bloodshed. Red for heated passion. Red for an entity, a being who is out of control, who is unrelenting in his persecution and destruction of man. The great red dragon is also one and the same as the old serpent. So the great red dragon is the ancient, stands for the ancient serial killer, but the old serpent stands for the ancient deceiver who deceived Eve, who tricked our first parents into disobeying God, and by so doing, slaying them. The old serpent, the one who interjected doubt into the mind of Eve, the mother of us all, which caused her to eat of the fruit and give to her husband, which in turn plunged all of subsequent humanity into the mess that we're in today. So the great red dragon equals the ancient serial killer. The old serpent equals the ancient deceiver. The devil equals the ancient accuser of our brethren. Now remember, when you read Job chapter 1 again, and let's just go there very quickly to Job chapter 1, and I'll read this for you, and it says this. Let's go back to verse number 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered, have you sized up my servant Job? There's none like him in all the earth. He's a perfect and upright man, one that fears me, and one who eschews evil. Now here, this is where you see Satan as the devil, or Satan as the accuser of the brethren. And Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Do you, God, really think that Job is serving you without reason? Job has interior motives. He serves you because he knows that if he does so, you'll bless him. But he really doesn't love you. He really doesn't care for you. He only serves you because he's after the blessings that you hand out. But he can care less for you. You see, he's an accuser of the brethren. Do you think he serves you for naught? Job serves you because he is taking advantage of you, knowing that you will bless him if he serves you. So the devil means false accuser. Now, of course, Job was serving the Lord because he loved the Lord, not because he loved what God was giving him, but because he truly loved the Lord. But Satan or the devil said, no, that's not true. I know his real motives. I know Job is a hypocrite. I know all of this praise and worship that he gives God isn't real. It's an act. He's a phony. He's only doing it in order to deceive God into getting blessings. So the devil means the ancient accuser. And, of course, he's accusing God's people from the very beginning of the book of Genesis, in which is the time period of the book of Job. So as the great red dragon, he's the ancient homicidal serial killer. As the old serpent, he is the ancient deceiver. As the devil, he is the ancient accuser. And as Satan, he is the ancient adversary. Now, this word adversary, really, the best way to understand it is, he is the one who blocks your road. He's the one who blocks your road, who doesn't give you access. I'll explain it this way. I remember as a kid, on my way to school, there was one straight way to the bus stop in the country. When I lived on the farm, there was one road, one straight path to the bus stop, and it was a long road. It was a long dirt road that I had to walk to get to the bus early in the morning to catch the bus to go to school. And on this road, there was a house, and the house belonged to my aunt, my father's sister. And my aunt had a husband who nobody in the family really cared for. Nobody cared for this man. Everybody put up with him because he was married to my aunt. And this man who was married to my aunt had a nasty, nasty dog. Nasty dog. The dog's name was Donkey, by the way. Donkey. What a name for a dog, Donkey. Well, this dog was a dog from hell. And every day when I went to school, I was basically taking my life into my own hands, because some days Donkey was chained up, Donkey was on a chain, and other days he was not. And here I am, knowing I have to pass my aunt's house, and thinking within myself, is the dog chained up? Is he under the mango tree? And the easy way to find out is as you approach the house, you start throwing rocks by the mango tree. Now, if you hear the chain rattling, if you throw a rock from a distance And you hear the chain rattling. That means the dog is getting up and trying to find out who's going by. So there were days when Donkey was on his chain, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and you know, he would like to get a nice little bite out of my hide there, and I'm looking at him, but I know he can't reach me. But then there were other days when I would throw the rock, and I wouldn't hear the chain, and I wouldn't hear a sound, and I am saying to myself as I'm walking by, trembling in my boots, I'm saying, where is this dog? Because if he's off the chain, that's it for me. He's just gonna take a bite out of my backside. Now, sometimes he was with my wife's husband in his truck. He would go for truck rides with my aunt's husband. And so maybe that's why he wasn't chained up by the mango tree. Or sometimes maybe he was asleep inside the house because my wife's husband was there and he's sleeping there in the living room. And so he could be in the house sleeping, he could be in the house eating, or he could be with my aunt's husband on a ride in the truck. But I don't know which one of the possibilities. All I know is that dog, for me, was my Satan. Because if I didn't hear that chain, then I had to take an alternative road through the woods, in which by the time I got to the bus stop, sometimes I got there late and missed the bus, or sometimes I got there to get the bus on time, but I was all dirty because I had to go through the woods, through the mud, through the foliage, and I was just a mess. But Donkey, was my personal Satan. He was my road blocker. And that's who Satan is. True Satan, spiritual Satan, the fallen angel, is the one who does not allow you or attempts to stop you from getting to the other side where God is. Satan, Satanas, Greek New Testament or Satan the Old Testament, he is the adversary. He's the one who stands in the middle of the road and says to you and to me, I dare you to pass by me. That's Satan. Well, we're going to leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow to continue this series. I hope I have piqued your interest, and please don't forget that in just 55 minutes, we're going to be at our prayer meeting. Hope to see you there tonight. God bless you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began.